Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let's have a quiet time before God be the first thing you do as you wake up daily. Switch on your phone, listen to Turning Point Ministration for the day. Receive the prayers, listen to the teachings, testimonies, personal intensive prayers, or healing ministrations for the day. Engage whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for that day. Then read the portion of the Bible study in our prayer booklet for the day. Pray the prayers also. Follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. Subscribe online for the daily devotional prayer content to be sent to your phone. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat Demi on +234 8055 100510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome to Friday, the fifth day in April 2024. Day five stands for grace, God's amazing grace. Please open your hand and heart for the day's prayers and impartational blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. This shall not just be another weekend. It shall be a special one for you. It shall be a weekend full of testimonies for you and your loved ones. Your long-awaited miracles shall drop this weekend. Who is this? Unless you finish the resources with you, a new one does not come in. God shall put an end to that in anyone's life. You shall start experiencing overlapping blessings and resources. Who is this also? Someone or a group of people is trying to put you in trouble, either where you work, in the community, or in the family. They will not succeed. Let me pray for this person. The evil marks on you, attracting negative things to your life and scaring away help and helpers, are hereby wiped off and cleaned away by the blood of Jesus. I see written boldly on someone, barriers removed and delays over. If that looks like what you desire, say amen. I receive it. Yes, from today, you will have easy passage in all you do. Who is this? You struggle a lot to get anything through. What comes to others with less struggle or waiting? You struggle and you wait and wait for long. That ugly narration is removed from you now and your children. I have an urge in my spirit today to pray for those who have important exams, interviews, presentation, programs, projects, ceremonies, events, and journeys to make this month, even till next month of May. Find something connected to it, a document or an item. Raise it up or hold it as I pray. I decree and declare from this altar, it shall be a huge success for you. You will record massive support, help, assistance, and breakthroughs. You shall return with inspiring testimonies. Someone close to you is sick. Who is that one? I pray healing for that person in Jesus' name. Everyone, keep your phone well charged and switch on most of today. A miracle call is coming for you. Someone is regretting past mistakes. That mistakes shall be turned around into miracles for you in Jesus' name. If you are traveling this weekend or any of your loved ones is traveling, anoint yourself, anoint their photographs. Take your mantle along with you. Go in peace and return in joy. God's divine presence shall go with you. April 5 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. God, we add days to your years and years to your days. You will live for a long, productive, and fulfilling years. Happy birthday. Say amen. Now, let's continue with our intensive, effective, and effectual prayers. Let's pray with 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 31. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David prayed, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. Pray these prayers with intensity. Say, O God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel against me to nothing, against my children to nothing. turn them to foolishness, all schemings, counsel, and evil meetings against me and my interest be turned to nothing. Your evil plans shall fail. As Haman was hung on the gallows that he prepared for Mordecai, so shall your evil plans fall on your head. You shall be caught in your own traps. The grave you dug for me and any of my loved ones shall become your graves in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, it shall be so. Next, John 21 verse 6, and he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were unable to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Wow. Pray and say, O Lord, teach me the right way to go. Teach me the right side to cast my net. Deliver me and my children from fruitless effort. By divine leading and guidance, let me get it right in life. As Peter moved from catching nothing to a net breaking and a boat sinking catch, let me experience a more than enough breakthrough in all I do this month. Take me from my present level to the level of signs and wonders that I desire. I confess it, I believe it, I receive it in Jesus' name. I receive it for myself and my children and my loved ones in the name of Jesus. Yes, you shall have it as you have desired it. God will bless you more than you need so that you can overflow to others. Next, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19. A feast is made for laughters, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Wow, three powerful prayer points in that Bible scripture. Feasting, laughters, and money. Please look for any currency note of your choice or any money instrument, your debit or credit card, even your ATM card also. You will hold it. Pray with passion. Say, O Lord, let my family be known for feasting and celebration. Let sorrow and mourning be far from our borders. As Sarah said, God has made me laugh. Those that hear this will laugh with me. Fill my mouth with testimonies and laughters. Let my laughters be heard from far and near. Let many people join us to laugh in my family. Money answereth all things. Raise that currency or that card up and say, give me enough money to give answers to all the challenges around me. I shall no longer run short of money. From this day, whatever takes money to do, I will do with ease in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, I prophesy. Money shall no longer be your problem. All your money channels shall open wider and wider all the days of your lives in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, your prayers shall be answered. You shall have glorious testimonies. Please forward this to all on your contact, beginning from members of your families, your friends, and your neighbors. Let what is blessing you also bless them. Join us later tonight on Ask Your Question Broadcast, Friday's edition. Remember, it is now Ask, Question, and Prayers. It is not a powerful prayer hub. Join us. Sorry we were unable to come on last Monday. Time will be 8 to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Tomorrow is Saturday, our communion service online. Prepare your communion element this evening. Now, this big one, all listen. TPGF UK conference is now fixed. Write it down. TPGF conference, United Kingdom, we hold June 21 and 22, Friday and Saturday. Venue, St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, DA110DJ, London. Nearest train station, Gravesend. Nearby hotels, Travel Lodge and Premier Inn, Gravesend, Kent. Go online and search for details. Make your plans. Take the Friday evening and Saturday off. This is close to 3 months' notice we have given now. All TPGF members and Turning Point listeners, Living Springers, Femi Emmanuel sons and daughters, and friends, ministers of God, all in UK or Europe, and even United States of America, from all over the world. Make your plans. Make it your plans. Friday, June 21, it will be 5 to 9 p.m. And Saturday, June 22, it shall be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. TPGF conference. And then 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. same Saturday shall be ministers conference. Same venue. Conference will be live stream. Conference is free, but you need to register. Therefore, for registration, send an SMS, make a chat, or a call to any of these two numbers. Pastor Franklin, +44 759 650 4536. And Pastor Deola, +44 74 111 28401. Register today. TPGF members in Nigeria, all over Africa, you have your people, your children, your sons and your daughters, your spouses, and those that you've been sending turning point to in United Kingdom and Europe. Please send this message to them, mobilize them, encourage them to be at the TPGF conference, United Kingdom, June 21 and 22. I will be announcing it more. Month has ended. So if you're a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, if you are a battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment, see so as the vows and the seed of 4444 we are sowing this fourth month of the year. Do so as soon as you can. Remember all the blessings of tithing and seed sowing. Don't forget, God blesses seed back in multiples, and God cannot see sacrifice and not be moved. If you want us to send you the commission's account and the PayPal information for all our members abroad all over the world, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Don't send money to any personal account, and we are not the one asking people to send money for orphanage or motherless babies' homes. Those are fraudsters. Block them. Have nothing to do with them. I prophesy to your life, it shall be as we have said it. The power and the glory of God shall overwhelm you. You will go and return with testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.